Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, and you know, after hearing that beautiful rendition of our national anthem, let me say thank you to all of those out there that have served our military. And you know, there's kind of a difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, but certainly we can say thank you to all our veterans out there. But also on this Memorial Day, really a time to reflect upon all those that really paid that ultimate sacrifice, and think of all the families and that were affected by those that, you know, did give their life for our freedom. So from all of us here at Sportsman of Colorado and KLZ 560, we just want to say thank you for all that you've done for our freedoms. We've got a great show lineup before you. Got Kevin Flesh in studio. Kevin, how you doing, bud?
I'm fantastic. Scott out fishing this morning, and it was a beautiful morning to be out. A little cool.
Yeah.
Caught a few walleyes in Cherry Creek. The walleyes are definitely biting out there, so if you need somewhere to go, that's the place right now. I'm sure Chatfield is doing well, too. It's probably got a bunch of water there, but
right.
Cherry Creek was doing well this morning.
All right, good deal. We got a lot of guests in studio. We'll get to those. Let's go to the phones first of all. Talk to our good friends over at the Outdoorsman Attic, and we'll go to Bill Paddock. Bill, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, Scott. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. Man, I was over this morning. You guys had a store full of people, so what's happening over there? I tell you what, for those that, I mean, we talk about your store all the time, but kind of give us just an overall view of what the Outdoorsman Attic has to offer.
So we are an outdoor gear consignment store. And so what we do is we help people get rid of the stuff they don't want to use anymore, turn it into cash so they can get more stuff. So that's how the game's played.
That's pretty easy, and I'm telling you, you know, I love coming over a few times a week because you really never know what's going to walk in the door, you know, of somebody wanting to sell. And, I mean, I've seen brand new items that have never been used and, boy, you know, save 30, 40, sometimes 50% of the big box stores and all the different things. So, and from fishing and downstairs, and they do have a new facility now, and it's located 2650 West Hamden. They were on South Broadway for a number of years, but they're right off Hamden there in the Santa Fe area. How's the easiest way to tell it, Kevin?
They're on the north side of Hamden, probably between Federal and Santa Fe. Is that the best way to describe
it? Yep, that's it. Yeah.
And you've got a big sign now on the building, so you can't miss it.
Yeah, we painted the backside. It's got a giant purple mountain. If you're driving anywhere near that area, you should be able to see the purple mountain, and that's us.
And for today, live bait, too. You guys got lots of bait.
Oh, man. Yeah, we've been going through the bait like crazy. We got the medium and large shiners, live suckers, which is a little bit hard to find right now, but we got them. Leeches, and then, of course, the staple, the flathead minnow. So we've got all that stuff in stock right now.
And, you know, you can get your licenses there for any kind of licenses that you may need. And let's see here. Trying to see the over-the-counter. Looks like I was trying to look at the date here. Leftover licenses go on sale on August 2nd. The over-the-counter licenses on sale July 26th. And August 3rd, leftover licenses on sale online. But you can get all the licenses you need there at the Outdoorsman Attic. And again, this is a great store, family owned and operated. And all the from camping, fishing, hunting, I mean, everything is there. And then great selection of firearms. Man, I don't know too many stores around that really got more pistols than you got.
We got quite a selection right now. There's a lot of Glocks that are kind of out in all the other stores, but we still have them. There's a Les Bear full custom. I can't remember which caliber it was that came in, but I was kind of shocked to see it here.
Wow.
There's a Kafaro TP tent that just came in today. I mean, real high-dollar stuff that people are just letting go.
Sure.
There's deals to be had for sure when you walk in the door here.
Absolutely. And, you know, now, too, and I had a gentleman ask me that this morning after I left your store. I got a call from a guy, and he goes, hey, I got a buddy wanting to sell a gun. Is it really that big a deal to go through all this stuff because I know the guy and just buy the gun?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather go through the back. And Kevin's shaking his head as an attorney.
Yeah.
I would rather go through the deal. So here's the drill.
Yep.
You can go to the Outdoorsman Attic. Both parties show up. What's it run? What's the fee on it? The CBI.
So our our transfer fee is $25.
Okay.
And then the $6 mandated background check that we have to charge now for
right.
the state. But yeah, we try to make it as painless as possible for all parties involved.
Right. And that's just the best way to do it with a gun. And
yeah.
And then it's if you've got some guns, I'm sorry?
It's the only legal way in Colorado right now.
Yeah, that's the only legal way. Yeah. and if you've got some guns, maybe you're not using anymore, whatever, again, they do a very, very fair consignment-type basis there. I promise you, and I told a guy this morning when I was over there, he was showing your dad a gun. I said, look, you'll get more for it here because it's in a retail-type setting. They do give good deals, but I'm telling you, it is a great, great store. So if you haven't been by there, go see them, 2650 West Hamden. Now, June 18th, if we can get our equipment all trip, we're going to be live from the Outdoorsman Attic, and that'll be June 18th. Alan Stack is here with us today. Alan's going to be there that day with us as well. And we will get everything taken care of. So, Bill, hey, thanks so much, man. Thank you for all your support for our show, and we will be in touch and look forward to being there on June 18th with you.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, have a good rest of the weekend.
All right. You too.
All right.
All right. That's Bill Paddock in the Outdoorsman Attic. If you've got your copy of the 2016 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide, we've given a lot of those out all throughout the year. On page 18 are some coupons for the Outdoorsman Attic. You can get $10 for one firearm transfer, and that's one per customer. 20% off coupon for a single item. And then also 20% off of any single fishing item. And again, if you got that, great. If not, you can go online to sportsmanofcolorado.com, click on there. You can print one out and let them know that you have that. Well, let's introduce our guest today. As I mentioned, Alan Stack is with us from Stack Optical. Alan,
Hi,
how you doing, sir?
Good.
Tina Francone has been a stranger for a while, but she's been busy, and we'll let her tell what all she's doing, but straightforward shooting. So, Tina, how are you?
I'm great, Scott and Kevin. Nice to see you guys again.
Good to see you.
I am like just a bad penny. I'm back again.
Yeah, well, good. We are glad to have you. Aaron Casey is with us from Phoenix Weaponry, and if you were listening to Drive Radio, you heard Aaron. So, Aaron, thanks for being in.
Yeah, thanks for having me down here again.
So, Alan, I think, you know, no matter what we do in the outdoors, we need to make sure we can see what we're doing.
That's right.
Whether we're fishing with Kevin, and we won't tell Kevin's story.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to tell my story about getting a new pair of sunglasses here.
And
the deep six.
The deep six,
the deep
exactly.
Six, yes. But it really is true. There is nothing more aggravating than sometimes, and you that wear glasses know this, especially reading glasses, if you forget them or you leave them somewhere and then someone hands you something to read, it's embarrassing because you can't see it. And you may sign something if you're reading something. You don't know what you're really doing. So seeing is very important.
Or missing that animal on the opposite slope because you had dark gray lenses on and
sure.
brown.
And, Tina, how much do you see when you're teaching people to shoot? Now, most ranges want people to wear, you know, protective glasses
Absolutely.
Or some type of glasses. But for people with eyesight where they need optical things, I mean, what Alan will do, and I wish we were on video here, but what Alan will do is put the optical correction in the lens for the sunglasses, see?
It makes it.
That's pretty cool.
It's all the difference in the world, the difference between wearing your glasses and wearing the protective glasses over the top of them, or just having a pair of glasses where you have your prescription in them. You know, you don't need to see very far when you're doing handgun or in indoor range. You just need to see the end of your arm,
mm-hmm.
you know, your front sight. But certainly, and I have a pair of prescription shooting glasses. Didn't cost me a whole lot, and they're just really, they're lifesavers, really.
Right, absolutely. Stack Optical, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And, Kevin, you got to experience your first pair for a short time. But
well, I had them for about a year. They're great, the Sport Pack, of course, so it's the... The sunglasses that have, I have two different lenses, or had two different lenses, and I was up in Wyoming a couple of weeks, I guess it was 2 weekends ago, fishing on the North Platte, and had my, is that a brown lens or an orange lens? The same thing that Scott has here today. What color is that?
I think, that was the Drivewear Progressive?
Yeah, right. I think so, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I had the Progressive for the fly fishing so that I can tie flies and things. And that Progressive lens was fantastic. And the color is good, too. Really nice glass. The only problem is they don't float. So I have a tendency sometimes to get a little wild.
They do come with cords.
Yeah. And I'm going to have a pair on my next one, the next ones. And so we were up on the river and fly fishing. The wind came up a little bit, and I was casting fly fishing, and every once in a while I have kind of a weird motion, I think, with my left hand when I'm throwing out line. And every once in a while, I'll catch that line on the back of my glasses. And so the line caught, and I was in a drift boat, and the glasses went off with the line, and in it went.
You casted your glasses.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> And I saw them go in, but it was one of those days where the river was a little dirty, and so I saw them for the first foot or so, and then lost them. So Alan's got another customer, and me coming over to the shop to get another pair
of glasses.
Alan,
you're going to send him fishing more often, huh? Kevin, I'll buy you a fishing trip. Yeah.
Thank you,
so,
Kevin.
You're welcome. So, yeah, the one thing that I'm sure you'll sell me this next time is a pair of holders so that they, when they fly off my face, they stay around my neck.
Kevin, I'm going to include them.
But, Kevin, I think you'd have to admit, and, you know, just from a personal endorsement and personal testimony, they're nice glasses.
Oh, my God.
Nothing like I've ever put on my face before.
They are fantastic, both the shooting glass and the progressive lenses. I mean, Scott, you're wearing them every time I see you.
Oh, I mean, I never
you wear them constantly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for out of doors, they're fantastic. Fishing, they're just a great, really comfortable glasses. I like the fact that you can interchange the lenses.
Self-adjusting.
Yep, self-adjusting. Everything's really easy in the field. And they're just fantastic product, and you guys do such a nice job too. Because I actually got regular glasses when I went in to get
the
other glasses, and I needed a prescription change. So you guys full service. So,
well, and Alan's got his own lab right there, so
you do everything,
and you know, and a lot of people talk about online type things. Let me just tell you a little bit about that. I'm not trying to get off in like one of our haystack shows with consumer advocacy, but. Online, it's a great place to read and maybe do some research, but when it comes to something as specific as glasses, Alan, it's very hard to get a good fit, to know what they feel like on you and everything,
exactly.
Just looking at a picture.
Exactly. It's when somebody comes in, the first thing I do is I'm looking at them and deciding what would be the best frame for them.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause everyone's got different noses, different ears, you know, different face shapes. I've got to look at that, and then I will help fit you properly. You can't do that on the internet.
Right. And I mentioned our Sportsman of Colorado resource guide. Alan is also in that on page 3. And if you get a copy of that, 10% off of custom hunting glasses with the coupon. And again, you can get that by going to our website if you haven't picked one up at some of our other retailers around. But that's a great, great value. And it all starts as well, if you haven't had a good eye exam in a while, $69. You're not going to beat that
exactly.
Anywhere
and
for a good, thorough exam.
And the doctor spends the whole time with it. We don't use any techs.
Right. Again, they're located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. Again, 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North, 303-321-1578. And his website is stackoptical.com. And, Aaron, you spend a lot of time at ranges. You see a lot of people shooting with glasses and all the different things. I mean, do you see people struggling sometime?
All the time. You never know what people are going to drag in with them. You know, it's going to be a set
especially as we get older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know.
And you can't get that front sight to come in.
Yep. No, it's very important to have
and progressives
good
are
safety
terrible
glasses
for shooting.
And also be able to see the target would be nice to, you know, especially if you're shooting indoor ranges, they get really mad when you start shooting the carriers and stuff like that. It doesn't go over well.
Tina shook her head, yes.
Too. That's the immediate escort out the front door.
Well, Alan, let me ask you if we could do this. Since, you know, sometimes printing off something off our website, if people come in this week and mention this show today, can we just offer the 10% off on the custom hunting glasses? Okay,
yes.
So if you'll go and see Alan now. If you're going to bring your weapon in, a couple of things. One, make sure it's unloaded. And then check it again, okay? But make sure it's unloaded. Bring it in. When you call, make sure you make an appointment with Alan and make sure he's going to be there and the doctor to get a good eye exam. And again, $69 for the eye exam. And then he's offering 10% off. If you'll mention today's show, Sportsman of Colorado, he'll get you 10% off. It's called a Stack Sport Pack. And basically, real quick before our break, it's really just a nice zipper-type case that you can put the different lenses in and you can get, you know, one lens, you can get two, you can add as you go, but I'm telling you, I've got probably three or four different shades that I use a lot, and just terrific, terrific glasses, and I mean, you've probably spent a lot on sunglasses over your life, Kevin, too, and I mean, these are just different, and I don't know how to describe, you know, the lens from a technical standpoint like Alan could, but man, just the clarity. The other day, we were out shooting last Saturday at the Clay Shoot for Life Choices, and man, wearing those, I mean, it was just didn't help me much in my shooting that, that day. But, man, to be able to just see things clearly.
Yeah, and I've gotten the glass is spectacular. I mean, really clear glass, really good glass that you've got in the glasses themselves. But I've also gotten sort of the off-the-shelf with the little dots basically that maximize. I don't know.
Oh,
what the,
right. Yeah. The shooting glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you can get those at, you know, the different big box stores, and they have the increase in the ability to see things. It's not like this progressive lens. This progressive lens is nice. We even talked about the fact that you said, and I haven't had any trouble with walking. You know, when I'm fly fishing in the waders and in the rocks and everything, had no trouble with that. You get to know sort of where that progression starts, and you have really no trouble walking around with these glasses on.
On yours, I made a short corridor progressive.
Yeah.
So that, one, it's out of the way, and you have to really get down to the bottom in order to use it to tie your fly. But yep, it's out of the way so you can walk.
So any
you can control all that.
Anybody that's out there, I didn't need progressives until I was in my mid-40s, and then, of course, then you need them. When you need them, you need them. Anybody that's having trouble fly fishing or any other types of activities, in dusk hours is when I always ran into problems, and you just can't see. These are the glasses for them because they just fixed that problem.
Absolutely. We're late for a break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. 303-477-5600 is our number. You know, if you got any good, great spring turkey stories, that season just wrapped up. Aaron didn't get to use his tag. He's all sad. But if you have any good stories for us, we'll take your calls when we come back. We've got Tina Francone from Straightforward Shooting. We're going to talk a little concealed carry. And then Aaron Casey from Phoenix Weaponry. We'll be right back.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Listen to Steve Curtis twice daily on KLZ. Wake up at 6 a.m. and Midday Matters at 11. KLZ 560 a.m. and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back. Now listen, people, Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. A few dates to give you real quick. June 1st, our draw results should be posted. I'll let you know if you're going to get out, enjoy the big game season. June 17th, licenses, they say, will be in the mail. July 5th, our leftover draw application deadline. And then 9 a.m. on July 26th, over-the-counter and over-the-counter with caps, licenses are on sale. And then 9 a.m. August 2nd, leftover licenses on sale in person and by phone. And then midnight August 3rd, leftover licenses on sale as well. So check out those dates. And again, our friends over at the Outdoorsman Attic can sell licenses on those appropriate dates, and they can help you there. So, Tina, let's talk a little straightforward shooting. And tell us what's going on. And you do a few things. Like, you talk about your professional career as well and what you're doing now, because you've kind of branched out in some things. So tell us a bit about you again.
Well, thanks, Scott. You know, I am the owner and senior firearms instructor for Straightforward Shooting. We opened up our doors about 2010, so we've been doing this for about 7 years. But personally, I've been shooting for about 30 years. I do love those Boy Scouts. I was the range master for day camp for about 7 years. You know, your kids, we love them. And you grown-ups, don't scare me. So if I can teach 13-year-old boys how to shoot, I can teach grown-ups how to shoot. But we do primarily pistol instruction, but we do also do rifle and shotgun instruction. I am also an NRA certified training counselor, so when you're ready to get your instructor certification, we do those instructor courses as well. But really, I guess closest to my heart is our concealed carry. When we do those, usually we do those a couple times a month. Our goal is to really teach you how to be safe with your firearm and to let you know what the legal ramifications of carrying a firearm concealed are and how you get your concealed carry, where you can carry, when can I use deadly force in order to defend my life or the life of another human being. So we really like those classes, and, you know, we've specialized a little bit. You know, we're doing holster classes. Now that you have your concealed carry permit, how do you get your firearm out and present it to a defensive shooting position? So a lot of new things coming up. Really excited about some of these new classes and looking forward to teaching them this summer.
And, Kevin, you can answer this as well, and so both of you can reply. But do you see there's a lot of confusion with what we say legal, where some people are under, well, that I didn't know that, or I thought this. Do you see that from the legal realm?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because, you know, the Second Amendment does guarantee our right to keep and bear arms. It doesn't say under what circumstances or where I can carry, or the difference between Denver and what is open carry and what's concealed carry. A lot of people have, you know, some misconceptions about firearms and where you can carry and how you can deploy it. And that's what our classes really is, try and give you the practical application of, you know, of carrying concealed and how to defend yourself. Because, yeah, quite honestly, I am never going to clear a plane. It's never going to happen in my lifetime. Right. But I do walk to my car at midnight sometimes. And how do I defend? You know, and should I, really? I mean, bottom line is my firearm as my tool for self-defense and my last resort, is that the appropriate use of it? So,
yeah, I would agree. I just finished a case this week where an individual had been drinking and was carrying concealed, and they thought that they were okay.
Wrong.
And that was an interesting conversation, because anytime you have any substance in your body that's altering your ability to respond, that's a time where you need to have the firearm put away. I mean, that's the bottom line. And it doesn't matter. This particular guy was an unfortunate situation because he was a passenger in a vehicle, and they got into an accident, and then the weapon was in the vehicle within arm's reach. And so it was a situation where the police immediately said, whose is this? And he was honest, and he did the right thing, but he got charged, too, because of the circumstance. So just a reminder, especially weekends like this where you may go over to somebody's house and have a few beers, don't bring the handgun with you if you're going to be doing that, even if you're a passenger, just because the police, they don't have any tolerance for you having a weapon and being under the influence.
You know, and also it's talking about under the influence. You know, we are in Colorado. And marijuana is legal here in Colorado. And
gives a whole new meaning under the influence.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And you know, the hard part about it, and Kevin, I'm sure you deal with this too, is that there hasn't been a test for what is legally intoxicated or impaired, you know, with respect to marijuana. You know, alcohol certainly, but, you know, there isn't that standard. And so, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's legal here in Colorado and doesn't say anything about marijuana. It just says under the influence. Well, under the influence is anything really that affects you from the neck up. And so if you're going to go have a little, you know, recreational smoke this weekend, you should leave your gun at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And the combination, what I'm seeing a lot of is maybe being under the limit with alcohol, but then you also have an edible or two or something, and all of a sudden the combination causes some real problems for folks. So if you're getting into that situation, right? I mean, even if you have the concealed carry, remind yourself, you're not going to be driving a vehicle, so you probably shouldn't have a handgun either or any sort of weapon.
Exactly.
On the 4473, when you buy a weapon, it actually asks several questions, one of them specifically about marijuana. And you're not playing around with local laws anymore.
No.
Firearms and weed are federal issues.
Yep.
And you will find yourself on the wrong side of it in a big hurry.
Very quickly. Very quickly. Especially if you want to have those privileges. I mean, you just don't want to get into that situation.
Well, and also another thing with the marijuana, too, that a lot of people, I don't think, understand is when you do go to apply for your concealed carry permit, they do run a background check. And you might think, well, you know, I have a red card. I have a medical prescription for marijuana, you know, for my medical use. But I've never used it. You know, they're going to find that. And, you know, if you do have one, it's not a complicated procedure to surrender it, but they will not issue if you do have an, you know, you have a red card for medical marijuana issued to you. So, you know, we try and talk about those practical things. How does that affect your life? Everybody's different. Everybody carries differently and everybody's caring for a different reason, but we try and, personalize that and figure out what your lifestyle is, because it's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to firearms.
We've known each other probably 4 or 5 years now. And I remember asking you this question back then. Who comes to your classes? Who are you seeing come to your classes? And then why do they say they're coming? And has that story changed today from 4 years ago of why they say they're coming?
You know, when I first started this, I thought, well, you know, I'm a woman. We'll be having lots of women in class and women-only classes. And really the truth of it is that we do have a significant group of, you know, it's probably 60-40, 60% women, about 40% men. But as for female-only classes, that doesn't seem to be an issue. And the population, the people that come to class, I thought, well, we're going to have a lot of young 20-somethings, 21, just turned 21, out for the adventure, you know, looking for that new rush. But really, I'm seeing that the age group is probably, you know, roughly 40, mid-40s to 80s, actually. And I have a significant portion of the classroom that, we have seniors in. So the reasoning for that really, though, hasn't changed. People are concerned about how they protect themselves and their ability to protect themselves, and are looking to train with a firearm to have that option. So, firearm's not a tool for everyone, but certainly it's an option. And if somebody comes into class and they decide, well, this isn't, you know, really what I expected it to be, and I'm not comfortable carrying a firearm for my self-defense, we have other options, pepper spray, batons, your martial arts training that we can refer to. And, again, it's individualized. We like to make sure that we're giving you what you need, not necessarily what you want.
Martial arts. That sounds like too much work.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't have the concealed carry.
You know, if Red was here, he'd be saying, that as long as he can do it in his truck, he'd be much more for carrying and taking care of that issue right there.
And we can kind of go around this little roundtable discussion on this, but, you know, a lot of times when you talk to people about weapons, if they're ones that have not been brought up around them or they're not hunters, oh, we could never have a gun in the house. I've got kids. You got kids, Aaron. Kevin's got a girl. So, Tina, when you're talking, and I know you do a class on, personal protection in the home and home firearm safety, where does that start in educating the kids about guns to let them know, hey, this isn't a toy?
I tell parents, when your kid starts asking you questions about firearms, it's probably time for you to teach him about firearms. You know your kid best. And you know what kind of kid you've got. Some of them, it's really, do they have the emotional maturity to understand what it is that we're doing? I teach kids all the time. I mean, some as six, young as six. It's the emotional maturity of the kid. You know, are they able to understand that what we're doing is serious? Because it can sure be a whole lot of fun to go out and shoot, whether it's a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun. But you know, if you're not being safe with a firearm, the fun stops immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody gets hurt, you know, then it's, you know, the fun stops. So do they understand that this is not Call of Duty? Okay.
Right.
You don't respawn. You know, I play a lot of Call of Duty. You know. But it's not a video game. It's real life. And, you know, safety first, always, always. And if they understand that, I tell you, I have more success with young kids, with young scouts, with young boys and girls. They understand that there are three rules. You know, always point it in a safe direction. Always keep your finger off the trigger till you're ready to shoot. And always keep it unloaded till you're ready to use it. They understand that. Three rules. You follow those three rules, we're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Adults sometimes have a little problem with those, rules. But
I think with the kids, too, I think the culture is such that I don't think it's intentional, but it does seem like we sort of, as much comment and argument about the fact that guns are bad, they seem to be shown as sort of toys a lot of times in our culture. And I don't know about the rest of your households, but from day one, we didn't have any real toy guns in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Never pointed a toy gun at anyone and treated it as a loaded weapon at all times. And that seems to have taken care of a lot of that. And I think if we were to do that, that would save us from a lot of trouble down the road with our kids, because that's tough.
All right. Aaron, hang on. Keith, hang on. Keith Daly will be with you in just a second. Aaron, finish up this thought.
I usually like to teach people how to shoot again something other than paper, because you don't understand the kinetic energy down range. So pumpkins are always good, watermelons, stuff like that, where you get to see things kind of move and steal targets. Because if you just shoot paper, there's no realization of what that bullet is doing down range.
Yeah, the first time you see a pumpkin or a watermelon explode, you're
exactly.
Like, oh,
yeah,
this is the real deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, we're late for break, but let's go to the phones, Mindy. Let me get Keith on real quick before this. We're going to the phones, Keith Daly, and Keith's got an event coming up. I want to get him on to help him promote. I'm sorry, I'm going to be out of town, but Keith, how you doing, sir?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, bud. Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, on June 3rd, down in Castle Rock, we got the Man versus Elk Banquet. Now, you know, it's going to be an auction and raffle for guns and gears, and we'll have some fishing trips and hunts. But the main thing is we're raising money to send kids on private land and national forest hunts, but with licensed outfitters. And
wow.
Our thought behind this is what we want to do is we want to get these kids out and increase their odds on taking an elk or a mule deer or an antelope to keep them interested in hunting. You know, it's just so many, you know, public land is great, and we kill a lot of elk on public land, but if a kid goes out two or three times, doesn't get an animal, you know, he can get discouraged, Scott. You know what
sure.
I'm talking about.
No, dude, I get discouraged when I go out three or four times and don't see anything. Yeah, so no, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is keep the kids interested in hunting by increasing their odds, get them an animal, and that way this passes it on, they'll pass this on to their kids and keep all of our hunting rights here forever for our grandkids, for their kids. You know, it's just increasing kids' odds to keep them interested.
Boy. Great, great event. Kevin, you had a comment?
Completely agree with you. Yeah, I mean, that's so important, and understanding what the kids today are interested in doing with regard to, you know, that taking them out with the outfitter and doing it right so that they have a good experience, so that they come back. That's our next generation. Those are the folks that are going to keep these rights and privileges we have in place, hopefully, for generations to come.
Sure. So June 3rd, Man versus Elk Banquet. This will be in Castle Rock. What's the phone number to call?
303-688-9412, or visit manversuselk.com, and that's manvselk.com. You can buy your tickets right there. With your ticket includes elk burgers, deer chili, all kinds of wild game food like that as well.
Okay. And I tell you, I know these guys, they put on first-class events, and it will be a great evening again. I'm going to be gone, but this is going to be June the 3rd. Call 303-688-9412, 303-688-9412, or visit the website Man Versus, and again, just VSElk.com, and you can learn more about that as well. And you're going to be heading to Africa, you said, a little bit later on, too.
Well, I'm going July 2nd. I'm taking my 9-year-old son. We're going to go to Zimbabwe for 2 weeks, and then my wife is bringing my three daughters and going to meet me in Johannesburg for another 2-week trip.
Wow. Well, that'll be awesome. Well, man, we'll have to get you back on and let you tell us all about that experience. But, hey, we appreciate it, and we'll sure give this information out before the show's over again today.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate
okay.
you guys.
All right. That's Keith Daly, Man vs. Elk. So manvselk.com for more information, 303-688-9412. Mindy, we're just going to skip this break, and, yeah, we got to talk. Okay. Here.
So Scott, I thought when he said man versus elk that there was actually going to be a cage match.
I know. That would be cool. Yeah.
Knives, sticks, or guns.
Yeah, I don't know who. Yeah. I think I knew who would win that battle hands on. No, I think the elk would do it.
No, that would be a great event out there. And, boy, it sounds like, and I talked to Keith yesterday, really going toward a good cause, as he mentioned there. So going back to the kids. And Kevin, I noticed your girls the other day where they were at the shoot with us for the clay pigeon. Boy, handled their guns very securely and safely and all that. And so is that, let's say, Tina, when you're going to sit down that first time and introduce guns to kid, I mean, what does that conversation look like? Because you don't want to scare them, you know, that make them sound bad. But how do you really go about telling them, you know, this is a real gun and, you know.
Well, we do go over parts. So I want to make sure that they understand. I think if they have an understanding of how it works, you know, what parts are involved and you know, just helping them handle it securely before we actually go out and shoot. But, you know, I mean, really at the point where kids are coming to class, I try and impress on them that, you know, look, this is serious stuff. We can have a lot of fun with this, but you got to be safe with it because there are no accidental discharges. You're responsible for every bullet that leaves that gun. And, you know, if I look at a gun long enough, it's not going to make it shoot. If I think, oh, well, go shoot, you know, I don't have those powers. And really, so there is no accidental about a bullet leaving a gun. It's just not. If it leaves it and you didn't mean for it to do it, it's a negligent discharge. And so those are the things that we're preventing, you know, by following three rules and handling our firearm safely. So, and I tell you, you know, kids get it because really they want to shoot more than they want to misbehave. Right. So they get it. They understand those rules. There's only three. You have to be, you know, a brain surgeon to understand that. But what you know intellectually about those three rules of safe firearm handling, in theory, are different. What you know intellectually is different than what happens in practice. Because handling a firearm is really, especially handgun, it's really easy to pull your muzzle off and point it into an unsafe direction. You know, certainly you don't mean to, but, you know, and it's those kinds of giving them a hands-on opportunity to practice those three rules is really important.
So, Aaron, you see a lot of things on the range. You see a lot of people out with kids when on the range?
Every once in a while. We tend to do more of a different type of firearm for people, so we don't get a lot of kids through because we're kind of doing more of a tactical or long range shooting, so you don't see very many. But you know, all my kids grow up shooting. It's just part of going camping, and you know, people need to understand that they're just mechanical devices. They are nothing more than that. Mm-hmm. They're not scary. They're not anything. They're just metal or plastic, you know. And so I try to show people how they're made and why they're made that way, and then, you know, hopefully then they're educated well enough that they don't do anything really stupid.
Sure. Cost of your classes, Tina?
Our concealed carry class is $175. For our Sportsman of Colorado folks, we have a $25 discount. And, of course, for our military, an extra $25 off of that. You know, the rifle and shotgun we do on, you know, an as-needed basis. You know, sometimes we have a whole bunch of people interested in rifle and shotgun. I'll tell you about August. There's a lot of interest in rifle and shotgun. But over the summertime, you know, which is a beautiful time to do it because we can do that outdoors.
Where do you usually go to for a rifle?
Rifle, depending on the caliber, we'll do that out at Cherry Creek at State Park. And same thing with shotgun. But for handgun, we are the in-house trainers for the firing line out here in Aurora. Okay. So, you know, the classroom portions are held there. So it's 20 South Potomac.
And the phone number to call for you?
720-989-9662.
All right. So it's normally $175, $25 off if you mention our show. And then did I understand you say if you're a veteran,
another $25 off? Another $25 off, because we want to honor those folks that have been out there defending our freedoms. And, you know, and we're proud to have them. So.
720-989-9662. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit Phoenix Weaponry and all that they have to offer. Again, that number for Tina Francone, 720-989-9662. We'll be right back.
And Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
All things reconsidered on Midday Matters with Steve Curtis. Weekdays at 11 on KLZ 560 and KLZ FM 100.7, The Source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We've got Kevin Flesh in studio, Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting, Aaron Casey with Phoenix Weaponry. One other date to remind you of, and we had this gentleman on last week, June 2nd at 6:30 p.m., there is a meeting for the Northeast Region Sportsman's Roundtable meeting, and this is going to be held at the Colorado Youth Outdoors in Swift Ponds at 4927 East County Road 36 in Fort Collins. And it's an introduction to Colorado Youth Outdoors programs, briefing on wildlife council efforts, and then they have this issue with about 220 elk that are hanging out in this one area and not going anywhere, causing about $200,000 worth of damage to the land. So they're trying to figure out how to figure out maybe with CPW how to get some tags in that area, and that's an overview of Rabbit Mountain in the Boulder County open space. So it's going to be a big topic on that. And then other state programs and possibilities for CPW's public access program. So, again, this is open totally to the public. That's Thursday, June 2nd, 6:30. And that's at the Colorado Youth Outdoors in Swift Ponds, 4927 East County Road 36 in Fort Collins. You kind of mentioned Boulder, and everybody laughs about anything.
Yeah.
Guns, well, hunting, yeah.
Well, you think about it.
Suppressors will never know it.
that Boulder cop needed that when he took out that big bull elk,
kidding,
right?
Yeah.
Wow. That was classy.
Stay classy, Boulder. But, I mean, that is going to be an interesting, because I bet they'll have folks that will pick at that and show up they're thinking that they're going to be killing those elk. But the elk, they've got it. There's too many there, it sounds
right? Yeah. And
they got to figure something out.
Why have a $200,000 bill at the end of the year when you could probably raise $200,000?
Right.
And weed out some of the bulls, bigger bulls, cows, and make that help. You still keep the herd healthy, but take out a few. Yeah. Phoenix Weaponry up in Longmont.
You can do it with their guns.
Yeah, really.
Well, <help.
laughs> several.
Bring the barbecue, too.
Yeah, exactly. And Aaron, again, just a great support of our show and good friend. And most importantly, Bill's a great product, and got some personally. I know you just built red one. So, again, for those that maybe not familiar with us, kind of give us an overview of Phoenix Weaponry and all you do.
Well, we're a full-service custom weapon shop, so we'll do everything from gunsmithing, custom one-off weapons. We build all of our own uppers, lowers, handguards now, triggers, selectors. We're making most of our own small parts, make our own suppressor line. Dimension Cerakoting. We do Cerakote and Duracoat now in-house.
And what's the difference between Cerakote and Duracoat?
Duracoat, they're competing products, really. So we actually prefer the Duracoat for anything over two colors. We want to start doing some fancy patterns. The Duracoat doesn't quite build up as thick as the Cerakote does. So they're just, you know, people want both. We'll give them both. But we try to do everything in-house, try to take great pride in our work and our work ethic and try to deliver you a top-notch product for, you know, get you out there and having fun. Mm. You got a pig with yours, so it must work pretty good.
It's really, I love it. And then, do you get many people with ARs and things like that out?
Those assault weapons, right?
Yeah.
That you just have to tell them, you know, no, it just, some people think it looks scary in black. It's a rifle.
Yeah.
That's it.
We make them in brown, too.
We got a pink one.
Yeah, we'll make a pink one.
No, we have, you know, the ladies do like to have their firearms look a little bit different.
Little bling.
Their husbands, and a little bling, a little bedazzling on it, you know. Okay,
my wife says crushed silver. Blue titanium, cobalt. I mean, that thing's crazy looking. She wants something flashy.
Nice.
So, make whatever you want.
Suppressors. A lot of misconceptions out there about suppressors and what it takes to get them or understanding legally.
Yeah, the suppressors are in short-barreled rifles and short-barreled shotguns, and actually pre-86 machine guns are all part of the National Firearms Act. So, it's stuff's fairly easy to navigate once you know what you're looking at. So, what you're looking at is an extended federal background check, and it's called a Form 4. And what that does, you'll fill all that out, put your $200 check in the mail. You send that out with the serial number of what it is you're looking at transferring, and they hang on to it for like 6 to 9 months. We get it back, and there's actually a little green stamp on it. Like, you'll have a green stamp on your suppressor when it gets here, and then that's what you keep with you when you're playing with these toys. So what these things are is, you know, they're a little more expensive. They're more of a connoisseur side of the firearms industry. It's not really the normal off-the-shelf stuff that you play with the NFA Act. It's all, you know, takes a little more ambition to get in there.
So legally, everywhere you take that suppressor,
absolutely,
you need that paperwork.
You better have your stamp.
Right. That's exactly right. Do you find that it's that there's a time difference of whether you've got a gun trust for that sort of thing or
personally? There doesn't seem to be any difference. The thing with the gun trust and the LLCs were is that due to the political climate that we live in, certain sheriff's departments, chief law enforcement officers, will not sign off on NFA items. They will not do it.
Right.
So your trust and your LLC was your vehicle past them.
I mean,
you're getting a federal background check.
Right.
What more do they want?
Right.
So what they'll do is you just, you know, go and do this. There is 41F that's coming up July 13th. It's going to be a complete change of the landscape of the NFA stuff. It was an executive order came down. Along with it was a package for funding. Of course, Congress didn't approve the funding, so now they're going to be short-staffed with an additional paperwork to do. So now what's going to happen is your trust, every person on the trust, every time you buy an item, is going to have to submit fingerprints, cards, two of them, and passport photos for every person in the trust for every item, every time you buy an item. So now you're not looking at, you know, some of the stuff. But the good news is that, you know, I guess if there is good news in it, and executive orders. But so the good news is that it's just going to be chief law enforcement officer notification.
Right.
Instead of permission required, because that's what they were pushing for in the beginning, was that even with the trust, you had to have permission.
Right.
So
what's the difference in the background check you do for a suppressor than what we do when we're buying a gun?
What you're doing is a 4473 when you purchase a normal off-the-shelf weapon. And when you're doing your Form 4, that is a federal document. There's an actual real number that goes to it. And that goes out for your extended NICS check. When you come back, you still do that 4473. So actually, when you come to pick up your suppressor, we will actually take your form. We're going to do another 4473, log it out of our books to you, and then you're off and running. So it's just like triplicate, I guess. So, yeah, it's just a much longer extended background check.
Right.
So instead of the quick call to the CBI, it heads off to West Virginia.
Okay. Now, parts are a big thing for you.
Yep. Yeah, we're trying to make all of our own.
Okay.
We're actually trying to build more and more and more of our own stuff. We're having a hard time finding good parts to go in the weapons. So we're actually building almost, I think, about 90% of the weapon now in-house. So that's a big deal for us. We really, really want to give you guys the best we can make. So,
mm-hmm. Who's the sort of customer that comes? What's like, you know, within the customer that you like seeing coming through the door? I mean, the easy one
all
is the
them.
One. All of them. Yeah. I get that. But
like
the guy or gal that, I mean, the type of weapon that you guys like to make for people that you're really excited about.
I like to make stuff for people who are excited about getting this custom weapon built for them. I really don't care if it's a long range or close range. It's neat to see people spec out their weapon the way they want it, and then they show up and we deliver it. Red even wanted his in a nice bag and everything like that, and he shows up and here it is. You know, it's done. And it, you know, that's
was it
nice
in pink? Because I think
you
wanted a pink bag.
It was hot pink. Yeah.
But no, it's nice to see people appreciate something that's truly made for them.
Yeah.
Versus going to the store, you know, you pick up something, you come home, you throw half of it in a bucket, buy other parts, kind of slap it together, and you got this kind of weird hodgepodge, kind of confused weapon. You know, there's personal defense weapons. There's tactical, you know, ARs and stuff like that for medium distance. You got long range sniping systems. You have competition purposes. You've got, I mean, you name it. These things can be anything you want.
So when the person comes in, you really want to have a sense from them what they want, what they're going to do with it,
That's the first thing we ask them is, what are you going to shoot at? And how much are you going to spend on optics? And from there, we can build you out the weapon, exactly what you're going to do. We have guys right now, 3 guns season started up. So 3 guns, huge right now. So
what is that?
You actually get to play, you shoot pistol, rifle, and shotgun. There'll be clays. There'll be clays on the ground. There'll be stationary clays for your shotgun. You can shoot birdshot, slugs, all through your shotgun. Then you've got steel targets, paper targets, hostage targets for your pistols. Then you got medium or close to mid-range for rifle. Some people are starting to stretch out the ARs out to 400 or 500 yards now at some of these shoots.
Wow.
So it's really, you know, it's kind of nice to see, you know, people start using this stuff, you know, in the proper, you know,
in the real
scenario.
Right. Yes. What they were really meant to be used for.
Yeah.
So some people may think, I would love to get a custom weapon, but I don't know what I want. I don't want to feel stupid walking in there going, you know.
Right.
How did you feel, Scott? Yeah, that's why I just said, do whatever you think I like. All right.
So how do you kind of work through? We talked about how much experience you have with weapons. Where are you going to go shoot? Is this going to be a range queen? Are you going out to do your very first 3-gun shoot? Are you wanted a home defensive carbine? Do you want a vehicle defensive carbine? What are you looking for here? You know, are you going overseas to do contract work? It's a whole different animal. So we work with you, and you know, we don't mind, you know, walking you through every step of it and explaining how everything goes together. And, you know, you can even build your gun on our bench. You know, if you really, truly want to know how your gun works, we will let you come into the shop. You make an appointment. When we're done with your build, we will bring you into the shop. You will build the gun on our bench with our gunsmith, and you'll put every screw, detent, and pin in it. You know, so if you really, truly want to understand your weapon, that's the best way to
You're
do
welcome
it.
Welcome to it.
Yep.
You know, and I think, Aaron, I think what you highlight is something I try and tell people in class, too, is that, you know, you've just kind of set your foot on the training path because everybody comes to class with different experiences. Some people have no experience.
Or misconceptions.
Yeah, they know, all they know about firearms is what they've seen on TV or what they played on Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's not a good way to get information.
No, it's not. There's a lot of misconceptions that come in about firearms. And then you have guys that come in that are, You know, this is the third time they're renewing their carry permit, so they have, you know, a lot of experience in the back. But, you know, you could take this as far as, you know, I'm sitting here like, okay, do you see me drooling a little bit here when you're talking about these guns? But, you know, you progress along a certain path, and, you train a little bit more, you find something. I started out with handgun and picked up my shotgun. My 12-gauge, you know, little Remington 870 that I bought. That was the first gun I ever bought when I was 18, and picked it up and been doing tactical shotgun with it. Love it. That's love fun. It. It's so fun. Your preferences change, and, you know, as you get, you know, a little bit further down the path, you know, little things change. So this is a great place to go to, you know, to trick it out, really, and to make it yours.
Yeah, and we're also finding, for especially for women shooters, as they're getting into the sport, they want an AR as well. And we're finding that most ARs are very, very front heavy. And so what we'll actually do is we'll actually customize the weapon. So we'll put a little heavier buttstock on it, pull the balance back to in front of the magwell, and therefore women don't have to offset all the weight with their hips and have all the wobble that goes along with it. They get to have a natural shooting stance with the weapon properly balanced.
That's great.
We are out of time, folks. Thank you, though. Thank you, Tina. Again, Tina's number, 720-989-9662, straightforwardshooting.com. Phoenix Weaponry, 720-340-2496. Give Aaron a call, and he'll hook you up. Again, he's got a coupon in our resource guide as well. And again, hope everyone just has a very good Memorial Day weekend. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Make it safe for everyone. And just have a great weekend, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.